great weekend, all right? Keep it safe. Right now, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Seek and Ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month, but the outlook is murky as President Trump threatens a trade war, purges the federal workforce, and promises to deport millions of immigrants. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Government jobs were down by 10,000, but this is clearly just the tip of the iceberg. The cuts of more than 200,000 federal workers will be seen in the subsequent reports, not this February report.
The unemployment rate was up a touch from 4% to 4.1. President Trump has issued a new one-month reprieve for tariffs on Mexico and Canada, but no such luck for China. CBS's Anna Corrin is in Beijing.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says if the U.S. persists in waging a tariff war, a trade war, any other kind of war, the Chinese side will fight to the bitter end.
China imposed 15% tariffs on U.S. goods after the Trump administration imposed 20% taxes on all Chinese imports. Education Secretary Linda McMahon's given her first interview since she was confirmed. And she confirms President Trump wants to shut down the department.
I mean, he couldn't be any more clear when he said he wants me to put myself out of a job.
McMahon tells Fox News she believes both teachers and students will be better off.
He wants to make sure that education is back at the state level where it belongs.
The Pentagon has flagged tens of thousands of images and online posts for elimination because of what it considers DEI content. CBS's Christopher Cruz from Washington.
So far, 26,000 images have been flagged, and most of them have already been deleted. The number of targeted photos and posts could eventually be four times higher. The AP says the images are mostly of women and minorities.
Almost 2 months after the last explosion, another unmanned SpaceX Starship has blown up after liftoff from Texas. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Two failures in a row for SpaceX, obviously a significant setback. The company has to put together a string of successful flights to convince NASA it's reliable enough and safe enough to put astronauts on board. And how long that's going to take is anybody's guess.
Flights briefly grounded at airports in South Florida because of space launch debris. Don't forget to set your clock forward to spring ahead Sunday. If you're like these Los Angeles knows that daylight saving time change will be a drag.
I think the adjustment, it's definitely worse when you're losing your time.
Honestly, even sleeping in an hour, I get groggy, and then losing the hour, I just get evil.
S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures down 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
From Dan Marcus, it's Friday. WRJN.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That's fine.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, in your backyard for over 98 years now, and we're going to keep going. We intend to hit the century mark and keep going. That's coming up pretty soon, but more about that later. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up. A song you haven't heard for a while. And this one I always thought was kind of a cool, mellow soul song without being ballady. I'll explain about half an hour from now on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
great song from Dion, The Wanderer, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Change, change, change. Thank you.
Spokane, the home of the Racine Raiders. We announced that Monday. And it's the entire 2025 Raiders schedule on WRJN. Starts early May. We'll keep you posted as that date nears. Now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on right now with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha fire crews worked into the early morning fighting a fire at an empty building. Online records show the facility on fire on 13th Court near 45th used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Large flames were seen at the onset. We're working on learning more about what happened. An inmate from Racine serving time at Waupun for an armed robbery has died. The death of 23-year-old Damian Evans marks the seventh fatality at the prison since June of 2023. The cause of Evans' death remains unknown. Previous inmate deaths at the state's oldest prison have been linked to suicide, fentanyl overdose, stroke, and malnutrition. The former warden and eight staff members have been charged with misconduct and felony inmate abuse. The senator from Vermont and the congressman repping central Wisconsin will be in Kenosha today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding an event tonight at UW Parkside, part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District is also speaking. This and other similar events are being held in areas where Republicans won in 2024. The rally gets going at Parkside at around 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Green-eyed lady. Sugarloaf did Green Eyed Lady on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Up next, the Cow Sills coming back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis in August. I asked Susan Cowsill a question that I'm not sure she was ever asked before. Who has more fun at the shows, you or the audience?
Wow, and that's a real, I think that's a push, Dan, because, and Bob Paul and I, we always stay at the side stage every night. We watch the whole show.
Cool.
Primarily, we are watching that audience because I've never seen a group of people having the time of their life doing nothing. They're sitting there just listening to music.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But the joy is palpable.
Wouldn't surprise me if you could win some tickets from WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there. Sun broke through.
See the
sun. I turned around, she was gone. All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Something you see.
they used to be long. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, what were you doing in the 60s? I don't know about you, but I was growing up. And a song about growing up coming up as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. It's next on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Ball.
Once I open that vault door, we get another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. Here it comes. From a Philadelphia group that spent 8 years in pursuit of their first hit, and they became one-hit wonders, The Intruders. Sound familiar? You know what song they did? Song about growing up. Cool tune called Cowboys to Girls. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN. Cowboys to Girls. Hits WRJN, and that's The Intruders, Cowboys to Girls. And this afternoon, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, about 1:45-ish, we give a Beatles song, kind of a jazzy treatment, very interesting version of a Beatles song. 1:45-ish this afternoon at Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. WRJN.
Work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And boys high school basketball again tonight. Racine Park taking on Milwaukee Bradley Tech. Pregame 6:30. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I'm
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
Got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, cranking up the music for your Friday.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all the time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jobs growth a little lower than expected last